Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. All right, Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Last week of July, folks.
Yep.
This is it, man. Then we go into August. Before you know it, school starts. Man, oh, man, oh, man.
I want to just, because a lot of people were texting when I asked, like, what is the love for Taylor? You know, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, like, what like, because a lot of people have such passion for her. And somebody said, she's not, here's why women love her. She's not the hottest, but she makes it work.
I agree with that, don't you?
Yeah.
No, it's a good phrase. It's a good analogy.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, everything she like wears sells out instantly.
Immediately. And then somebody said, think about it, Jamie. Taylor writes poetry. You just talk about wieners.
Well,
let me tell you something.
That's a fair point.
Okay, you're saying that Taylor Swift and her poetry isn't one of her songs like, it goes like Karma and her cat. Or something.
Karma's sitting on purring on my lap because it loves me.
Karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me. That's poetry. That's no. Robert Frost right there.
Say that again. Okay. Say it the way it is right. In the song.
Karma is a cat sitting in my lap because he loves me.
That's not poetry.
Yeah. Oh,
poetry
purring.
Rhymes.
Purring, not sitting. Purring. Karma is a cat purring in my lap because he loves me. Poetry doesn't have to rhyme.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If it's true poetry, it's got to rhyme.
Robert Frost about this.
Robert Frost, he can bite me. I mean, I'm telling you right now.
Robert Frost was the greatest poet of all time. I know this because we had to study him in high school.
I don't know.
He didn't rhyme at all. In fact, let me.
Good poetry rhymes, Jamie. That's just the way it is.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Let me find this. Hold on. May no fate willfully misunderstand me and half grant what I wish for.
Exactly.
Trash.
How horrible is that?
Yeah.
Right?
It's Robert Frost.
You want some good stuff.
Now,
one of the greatest is roses are red, violets are blue.
You know what they did say is millennials don't know how to do nursery rhymes for their kids because they were never taught nursery rhymes. So like,
what do you mean? I don't get
Little
that.
Bo Peep set on her sheep. Or, you know,
she set on her sheep.
Did she set on her?
No, I don't think she sat on it.
Little Bo Peep lost her sheep.
Oh,
she didn't sit on her sheep.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuppet.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Along came a spider that scared Miss Muffet away.
Shvedel, I'm surprised you know Little Miss Muffet.
That's the only one I know.
Thank you for saving me. Yeah. I knew someone sat on something. Sheep. And I'm literally meant that.
Yeah. Not only millennials can't do nursery rhymes, Jamie can't either.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Right. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Oh, there's the explosion. Man, what an open.
It has a name and it has a thing. And
I explained
be
this.
More proud.
We explained this last hour. We have new tote bags. BJ and Jamie tote bags, man. And these things are beautiful. And you're going to want to own some. In fact, if you go to our Facebook page or Instagram, take a look. And take a look at all the people begging. wanting these things, oh, ma'am. They are high demand.
Know why? You know why? I think it's because they're a limited edition.
Damn right.
So you need to add words like that because we only had one rollout of them. So limited edition. What else?
Oh, that's a good. That's a good.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Oh, exclusive's good.
BJ and Jamie's limited edition exclusive.
One time only.
One time only. Mega blowout of our tote bags.
Look at this tag.
Oh, I can't read it from here. What's it say?
It says made in China.
Yeah. That's how, look. That's how big these bags are. We were willing to pay a tariff for these. That's how big it is, okay? No expense with our company. We'll pay a tariff just to get them here.
God.
We don't have a problem with it. All right. Do you want a couple of bags? Oh, let me hear that. It's open again.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Blowout. God, I love that.
Oh, my God.
Spadil, you nailed it, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
Perfect.
It.
It's really growing on me like a tumor.
Caller nine, you get the exclusive, one-of-a-kind, limited-edition BJ and Jamie Tote Bag Blowout. Right now, two bags are yours. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
We need a phone number.
303-22-ALICE. Sorry.
I can't read it from here.
I'm overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah. And don't forget, they come from China.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
For the millions of you that are still begging for the tote bags, we still have more BJ and Jamie tote bags. We'll give them away the rest of the week, too. But just be patient. We'll get there, okay?
I got to tell you something, and it's supposed to make you feel better about yourself.
What is it?
It's going to be, you know how you keep having a problem with voice text? How it goes off and you don't even know what you send people?
Yeah.
Yeah. This happened in a horrible, horrible way to my friend.
I'll look down and my recorder will be, running.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, crap. I wonder what all I said.
Exactly.
And I just delete it. I've never, ever sent a voice text.
Well, that's good.
That I know of.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. So the worst thing happened to my girlfriend. So she's in the car. And this is so crazy. So she's in the car. Her daughter has her phone, right? And so she's talking to her daughter about horse shows. And so she all of a sudden says, tell me who said yes to that show, okay? Horse show.
Tell me
who said yes to that show. Like, go and tell me who said yes to that show. So her daughter was already in the horse show group chat, right? And so she wanted her to go through it and see who all said yes to that show. Unfortunately, her daughter wasn't in the right group, and she was in the fall ball group because she has a lot of kids, and one of them's in fall ball.
Yeah.
So she was in the fall ball group, which is a brand new group, and it said this, in the fall ball group that have just convened. It said, tell me who said yes to this blank. It got sent.
To the fall ball?
To the fall ball group. It said, tell me who said, and she screenshot it and showed me. It's in the fall ball group, and it says, tell me who said yes to this blank.
Wow.
Can you imagine you're in this brand new group, right, with all these moms, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden somebody goes, tell me who said yes to this crap.
Immediately flagged. You are that parent that everyone's like,
she said one of them dropped out of the group.
Really?
Didn't say anything, just left the group. And so she doesn't, so then she tried to fix it. Like, you guys on the Bible, I did not send this to you. My daughter had the phone for the horse show and it was, and they're all like, yeah, okay.
It's hard to take those back.
It is impossible.
Nobody believes you.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, it just sounds mean too. Like, she hates being on this group. Right?
Yeah.
Tell me who said yes to this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you fix that one? I mean, she tried, but I don't think they believe
coming back.
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, she's just going to have to be like extra kind.
Yeah,
now,
I know. Right?
For people to say, oh, she's not what I thought she was.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Bring more than orange slices.
Yeah.
Bring vodka.
Yeah.
Bring shooters for the parents.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one there.
Get you in trouble.
All right. Colorado's Coach Prime. He's going to have a press conference at 11. We don't know exactly what it is, but it's coming up at 11, and I'm sure it's going to be carried on every news station locally.
You know, you're showing me a picture of your buddy down in Florida with him, with Coach Prime. When was that taken?
Last Wednesday.
He looks great.
It was the day before the Hulk Hogan death.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So he looks great in that picture. I mean, I know it's just a picture, but.
And he told me that Prime looked good, sounded good, walked good. Everything was great. And he was looking forward to football season. I think all you're going to get today with the 11 o'clock press conference is that he's gone through some crap. We're on the backside of it. We're getting better, and we're looking forward to football. I think that's what you're going to do.
Probably so. Okay? I mean, that's a good game. All right, let's play that game.
What?
What is he going to say? This is a fun game, Sweep of the Nation.
What's Prime going to say? Mm-hmm.
You said that.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
I think he's going to say, I got the diabetes. That's what I think he's going to say.
Okay, all right. Spadell, what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, I don't know.
What just happened? What?
I'm watching this video to see if we could play it in the next tabloid trash.
I got one for you. He's going to get up there on the podium, and he's going to say, man, I wish I could win one of those tote bags.
That's about that? What's going to happen.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I've got a headline here. Remember, and we won't even go into this, okay? But it reminds me of Jamie because Jamie's told a story that relates to this so many times that I saw it and I just chuckled over the weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, remember last week, what was it? A study found that women say 3,000 more words per day than men do.
Correct, okay? Yes.
All right, here's the new one that I found over the weekend, all right? Scientists have found that women experience the highest level of stress when they see their husbands sitting on a couch doing nothing.
Oh, my God, BJ. Yes. You know I tell that story.
This is an actual scientific study.
Yeah, I am proof.
Jamie's going to tell the story, but when a woman sees you, dudes, and I'm telling you right now, my wife goes through this every single day.
Yeah.
Because she's working from home. She's doing her thing back and forth, fixing her lunch, blah, 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 and working, obviously. And there I sit on the couch watching a horse race.
No, this is so true. It doesn't even need science to back it. I mean, the thing is, we're so busy, right? We're so busy. We have kids. We have bills. We have all this stuff to do. We have to figure out what we're going to make for dinner. Oh, like life, right? Yeah. And at the time, I had two stepkids. And so I'm just busy. Like, everything's busy. So I finally get this Saturday. And I was like, you know what? The lawn, like, really needs tended to. Like, as far as flowers and stuff, we already had a guy that cuts it and stuff. But we needed pretty. And so I look at my husband and I said, hey, why don't we go and buy a bunch of flowers and stuff? It's spring, and let's make the front of the house pretty. And he's like, football's on. So it must not have been spring, but whatever. He's like, football's on. And I was like, yeah, it's always on. And so I go by myself. I load up the car. I get like bulbs, a bunch of bulbs or whatever. I load it all up and then I start planting them. And it's hard work. I don't know if you've ever done gardening, but it's very difficult. And I'm doing all this stuff and I peek through the window and there he is. He just, and he even has the extender on the recliner, out. You know what I mean?
Look at his best life.
The foot part out, and he's back. And I just look at him, and I say to myself, I freaking hate you. Yeah. I hate you.
You don't. When that footrest comes up, that's called the NFL lean, man. Yeah. I got the NFL lean going. Got the footrest up, kick back, iced tea. Woo! Looking good.
I was the just NFL. Like, how can you be that lazy? We have so much to do. We have two kids. There's like, you know, I'm just like, this might be like, let's just do this thing together and have a moment and make the house pretty.
And you said something that my wife also says. And us guys, we hate when you say something really dumb, okay? This is dumb, okay? Let me tell you what you just said. You just said, my wife says it all the time. Football is always on.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's on a certain time of year, certain dates, certain times, certain days. It's not always on.
Yeah, you only get 17 days a year.
Thank you.
Of regular season.
Don't you have the Canadian Football League on too during the summer? So
who watches Canadian football?
Carson, that's what? Silly.
Yeah, but
that's
saying it's always you're on. You're watching college too.
It's not on at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not always on.
Yes, it is, especially if you're a
That's your perception.
If you have a college team, it's always on.
No, it's not. There's certain windows.
There's 17 days in the NFL for a regular season, and there's 10 days for college.
No, you're wrong on that.
Right?
You're not helping me with my argument,
what do you mean?
Pal. Well, they play on Thursdays, too.
Yeah.
You schmuck.
I was just thinking
Thursday,
Sundays.
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Well, no,
and
you're
plus,
not. Yeah.
People watch other teams to see if their team's going to get
and Jamie's right.
Playoffs.
You got college. They play on Thursday. They play all the time, too.
And maybe yeah.
I'm just saying 24 hours a day, football's not on. That's what I'm saying.
But it's on.
It's not always on.
Oh my God! I'm gonna see. I'm looking at you through the window.
But you say that.
I'm looking at you through the window.
See, there you go. There she is. Yeah, she'd shoot me if she had a gun. She would.
And then I walked in, and I'm. Oh my God! I just remember exactly what I was wearing too. I remember everything. And he's leaned back, and I go, "What? What is this? Like, what? You're so freaking lazy." And he goes, "Really? I cut open 12 people this week. Do you know how hard that is to concentrate on 12 people cutting their legs open and putting them back together?"
Jamie, it is hard. It is hard, I'll bet. I'll bet. I haven't done it, but I'll bet you it's hard. I'll bet you it's more. A lot of stress.
Like, wow, all you did was 12 surgeries?
I believe this study. I really do. I found this over the weekend, and I thought of Jamie. I thought of my wife. I thought, man, this is dead on. Women experience the highest level of stress when they see their husband sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Well, we just can't believe you. You just sit there. You just sit there.
The
like,
NFL lean. NFL lean, baby.
Oh my God. Like, I can even remember the chair. Like, it's just like, God, you're just. And then I just kept thinking, like, you're so old.
There you
you're
go.
Just old
there you
and
go.
Worthless, and you're just sitting there.
Get it out of your system, girl. Go. Yeah, that's why I brought this
my
up.
God.
Come on.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Jeez. Show here on this Monday. Going to be around 92 today, but the coolness is coming.
You just cussed in front of a child.
What did I say?
The H word.
I did?
Yes.
I said, what the hell?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Out loud?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I said it to myself.
No, you did not. You said the H word in front of a sixth grader.
What is it called when you say things out loud, but you don't realize you said anything?
BJ Harris.
It is not called BJ Harris.
That's what it's called.
We have a guest in studio, Ron Rotman from over at Red Rocks Country Club, brought his granddaughter, right?
Yes.
Is it granddaughter, right? Right. Okay. He brought her in, and so I guess I've been using bad language.
Sorry about that.
I apologize.
They've only been in for like 2 minutes.
2 minutes, and he's like, who are you?
I'm going to tell you, there's an event coming up this week, and I just want to mention it quickly here before we go to a break. Slacker Show. The Slacker Show is doing that Fits in the Tantrums over at Brothers. Is that right?
Yeah, Brothers Bar and Grill in Lone Tree.
What is it called again? The Live at Five?
Did you always call it the Live at Five?
I don't know what they're called.
He's been doing it for years.
I don't know that. I'm just saying.
They're doing the High Five.
The last time I saw Fits in the Tantrums, absolutely fabulous. Okay?
Yep.
I don't know if it's called the High Five at Live. I don't know what it's called.
It's going to be July 30th. It's
Wednesday.
live at 5 with Fits and the Tantrums, right? And it starts at 5 o'clock. It's open to everybody. I believe even kids can come, right?
Anybody.
I think so.
Yeah. It's a restaurant.
Just get there early because it's going to be packed.
I've never been in the place, but I hear it's a restaurant. So
it is. It's a delicious place as well.
And that Fitz guy, he's really tall.
He is very tall. He is very tall.
He's very tall.
Wait, never
mind. All right, that High Five, Live It High Five, or whatever it's called, is happening on Wednesday.
You know what? Because they, you don't say it right, because they're going to say, oh, they're disrespectful.
It's going to be a thing.
It will be a thing.
The Slacker Hoedown coming up on Wednesday. Slacker Hoedown over there at Brothers, man, with Fitz and the Tantrums, man. It's going to be huge. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.